Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when we need them?
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday, just because this is the post-COVID world. But there's so many things going on within the post-COVID world right now that I simply don't understand. So I have a TV show, a streaming TV show, on something called Airy TV, A-I-R-Y TV. And we're in the growing pains of putting that together and everything. And right now, they don't have everything that I put in the can up there to where you can view it, unfortunately. However, that's going to change soon, because I've been also named the technical director of the Airy TV radio channel, or TV channel. So to this end, some of the things that some of the people, some of my sponsors want me to do is they want to get me to get this film, this filming thing together and get out on the road and come see them on location, which would make splendid content. Now, along the way, I also have to uproot everything that I've got here and take it with me and make it as portable as I can to do the radio show, which we've already worked that out. So I've got all that in play. I've got all that in place. All I have to do now is just get the budget together and figure out how I'm going to go. At this particular moment, when I was putting all these plans together, I was driving a 2019 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor. It is a beautiful car. Now, I've been driving around these car lots, and I've been seeing these car lots with no cars. They only have cars on the used car lot. There's nothing in the new car lot. So I was wondering about that. And then the other day I got to thinking, and I talked it over with Steve Fisher. And Steve Fisher, who drives everywhere, literally everywhere. Steve lives in Michigan. He drives coast to coast, border to border, every year. I think he drives one until it has 300,000 or 400,000 miles on it, and then he trades it and gets another one and does the same thing to it. He drives full-size Ford trucks, and I asked him why he drove a full-size Ford truck, because he liked my car. We rode around last year in Orangeburg when I was taking his Red Dot Sight class. He liked my car, but I asked him about that, and he said, well, first of all, it's got a heavier-duty frame. It's going to take the bumps better. It's going to handle things in the long run better. If you have something that's designed to haul something really heavy, that frame's going to take anything you do to it. So to that end, that's why he picks a big pickup truck. James Yeager, he drives a big pickup truck. Everybody I know that drives instead of flies drives a big pickup truck. So now I'm thinking I might need a big pickup truck if I'm going to be picking up and hauling all this stuff all over the place. Plus, I'd have more room to put equipment, because hauling a TV operation and a radio operation around takes up a little bit of space, you would imagine, right? So I go to a car lot where they actually have a pickup truck I'm interested in. And I ask, why don't I see anybody else in this car lot? Because it was almost deserted. And why don't you guys have any cars? And this was all due to this worldwide chip shortage, right? Because cars have chips all over them. So right now there's not enough out there. The reason they were willing to do, they did some stupid stuff to get me to trade my car. They gave me so much money for that car. I know how much I owed on it. I know I had a pretty good idea of what it was worth. They went so far beyond that because they have no Ford Explorers right now for sale. Unless they get a used one. And they got mine, and it was sold before the end of yesterday. It was sold. As soon as I got out of it, somebody else bought it. But then the waiting began because, you know, this was 9 a.m. I was approved by 10 a.m. I didn't get back here till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's because, and here's the other things. So, a lot of these companies, when COVID came around, they were faced with this thing to where people could make more money staying home with the supplemental payment they were getting from the feds than they could make while being at work. So they just stayed at home. And they're still staying at home in some cases. In South Carolina, we've only just gotten to the point where we're going to cut that nonsense out. But, that was my first real experience. I mean, I've been walking around without a mask and everything, all this other stuff, but this is my first real experience getting out there and seeing a part of business in the United States now that is literally coming to a standstill. I mean, they're having to do all these creative things to keep their sales force there. It was nutty. But I need to get my truck. I even got it with tinted windows. That's probably what took longer than it should have. I wanted tinted windows on it. I knew a place that would do it really quick. I suggested that to them. They took it to them right away because they wanted me. They wanted my car. They had my car sold as soon as I walked on the lot. So it was a little surreal, though. I was in the car business before I was in the military. And I've never seen car lots like this where they're just empty. They literally have all of the car in Greenville, South Carolina. They literally have all the cars available unless it is a brand that doesn't sell as much, a very expensive brand, or I don't know. But they're all now just ringing the empty parking lot. It's quite sad. Quite sad to see. Although Mercedes-Benz seemed to have quite a few there. But that was beyond a point. I was surprised how much a pickup truck costs. But I did get one in case of the apocalypse. I did get a four-wheel drive and all that other stuff. But that was the stupidest reason I've ever had for doing something that was completed in an hour and 40 minutes. The basic premise of everything that we did yesterday was done before lunch. And yet, I didn't get to leave that car lot till 6 p.m. I was calling people to see if they'd come on the show yesterday. I lined up a guest, and then I had to call them back and say, hey, that ain't going to work after all. I'm sorry. Pure stupidity. But this is post-COVID America. We need to wake up and, whatever spurred this chip shortage. I also heard that there was a chip factory that burned down in China, but nobody wants to say conspiracy theory. So, anyway, my apologies for that. But, hey, what I'm going to get out of this is going to be more content, better content, and a lot of on-location content. That'll be sort of cool. I haven't ever done that. I've closest I've come to that was SHOT Show of 2020, and everything there was pre-recorded because we couldn't get a connection. I was beside Bill Martinez here at Genesis, and he was having trouble getting out live. So, in any event, coming up on the first break when we get back, we're going to talk about having an intelligent conversation about guns. I've heard them say that over and over again. I'm willing to have it as long as it's truly intelligent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. The compliant legacy media and woke academia have made it almost impossible to try to discuss the Second Amendment and most other subjects because they've corrupted sensible, rational thinking, education, revised history, ignore reality and law, and inverted the meaning of words. So until we clear away this plethora of falsehoods and return words to their legitimate meanings, you can't have an intelligent conversation about guns. So first and foremost, let's describe what a gun is. A gun is a tool just like a crown stapler. A crown stapler puts holes into objects nearby. A firearm puts holes into objects further away. That's what a gun is. Now let's talk about, that's item number one. So let's talk about the term government buyback. This term refers to the government buying back firearms that they never owned. In a world where words have no meaning and meanings cannot be described with mere words, the government can buy back a product it never sold. These firearms were legally transferred between willing private buyers and sellers, exercising their rights to engage in lawful commerce. In firearm transfers, both parties in good faith within free market norms exchange a legal commodity for which both have paid taxes, sales, and income, and the transfer complies with local, state, and federal law. This lawful transfer explicitly expresses the universal norm, the non-expiry date of the license that the Constitution bestowed on every American citizen and his descendants in 1791. That's what attendees at the Constitutional Convention unanimously ratified the Second Amendment. And at that point, the business of gun sales and purchases, according to the founders and most normal Americans, was none of the government's business. These buybacks raise other fundamental questions. How can the government, acting for its convenience and benefit, predetermine the price it intends to pay a seller for goods the seller does not wish to sell? Is private property still private, or does it belong to someone else? Where do you draw the line between what government can take and what is your private property? Whose business is your private property anyway? How can a government buy a firearm that a citizen will not willingly sell? Just a few thoughts on that term, government buyback. Next term, gun violence. This disingenuous phrase is an epic step on the road to tyranny. It links guns to violence and violence to guns as if these two were, in fact, linked. It posits that guns commit crimes and engage in violence merely by existing. Something that is in this formulation, hammers, knives, blunt objects, bricks, crowbars, and fists don't do. Mohammed Bolel owned a prayer rug, Quran, and a mind marinated in hatred for his fellow man who prayed to other gods. On July 14, 2016, Bolel murdered more victims by truck in a single incident than any mass shooting ever has in France, coming out of Nice. The main Liaz, a bus driver by trade, and his first thought when he saw the truck careening down the Promenade des Anglais was that either the driver had fallen asleep or the brakes had failed. Then he saw the truck zigzagging to target families as they tried to flee his trajectory. Liaz said it looked like a combine harvester. It looked like a killing machine. This was 4 days after surviving the Bastille Day attack. Within a few minutes, Bolel murdered 86 people for Allah. Driving the truck as a weapon, he repeatedly screamed Allahu Akbar out of his window as he mowed down innocent children. The carnage, according to his religion, had nothing to do with violence. It had to do with peace and religion. The religion of peace that used aircraft violence on 9/11 to peacefully demolish downtown New York and the Pentagon. The violence in France cannot be connected to trucks, as in truck violence, or the knives that the Muslim Uyghurs used on Chinese citizens in Xinjiang. Now, the fact that some Muslims commit jihad does not justify the Chinese response with concentration camps, slave labor, and genocide against the Uyghurs in China. The media understand only one kind of violence, by guns. Not the knife violence or the truck violence that men of bad breeding in the ghettos of the Islamic world have committed. We've heard from the Democrat Jihad Squad about Jewish Christian extremism and Jewish clingers hanging on to their guns and Bibles and to defend their tiny strip of homeland, Israel. We never must, you know, never stop hearing about the insurrection of January the 6th. Then, Sufulu Saipov drove a rented pickup truck into cyclists and runners October 31st, 2017. Just off of the Hudson River on the bike path along West Street from Hudson Street down to Chambers Street in Lower Manhattan. Killed 8 people, 6 of whom were foreign tourists. Injured 11. After crashing the truck into a school bus, Saipov exited. He was shot in the abdomen by a policeman. A flag and a document indicating allegiance to the terrorist group Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, ISIL, was found in the truck. Saipov was an Uber and truck driver. Saipov's guns didn't commit violence. His truck performed Allah's jihad. And truck violence has nothing to do with anything I just described. Nevertheless, the Democrat nitwits and the Jihad Squad, who regularly utter nonsense about gun violence, said nothing about the truck violence. Getting out there and looking at the tools that are used in these things, that doesn't get to the source of why this happened in the first place. And these jihadists, they even behead women at America's meatpacking plants. Maybe kitchen knives should be serial numbered with blade impressions logged for forensic records. That's what Mike Bloomberg thinks. But you got to remember, his life's more valuable than your life. His is worth defending. Yours isn't. What stopped the jihadi truck violence that I mentioned earlier was gun violence. Gun violence saved the lives of those not yet murdered by the truck and knife violence. These guns were in the hands of police of Nice, New York, London, Xinjiang, and other policemen who were not yet defunded by the cited gun-banning politicians. So progressive politicians keep insisting, let's have an intelligent conversation about guns. I hope that what I just described to you was intelligent enough for the dear progressive you may know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization says the Delta variant of the coronavirus, which was first identified in India, has spread to at least 62 other countries, leading to hotspots in Africa and Asia. The Western Pacific region is reporting its highest levels of infection and death since the beginning of the pandemic, with the largest rise in new cases seen in Myanmar. The WHO also said the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, has spread to 64 countries. and a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way of knowing whether they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to call his state's legislature back for a special session after an election integrity bill was torpedoed by a walkout of Democratic lawmakers. In response, the governor threatened to veto part of the state budget that would essentially defund the Texas House. In a statement, Abbott said he considered the voting bill a must-pass piece of legislation and would add it to the agenda of a special session expected to be called by this fall. Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane tells Fox News that critics of the bill that have called it a restrictive measure haven't read the proposal.
This legislation expands voting and makes it easy to vote, tough to cheat. It doesn't punish or criminalize voters. It seeks to protect them. The crimes that are created in these documents have to do with election judges and government officials for suspending laws or taking advantage of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now then, Second Amendment. A lot of people look at this and, it was ratified in 1791. And they look at this and think it's quite passé. We've gone past this somehow. But the reason they say this is because they're tyrants. And the tyrants are in charge. And they want your guns. And the left has denied it for decades. And anyone who pays attention knows that the ill-named progressives want to totally eliminate the Second Amendment. Period. The so-called red flag laws popping up around the country, as well as the gun-hating zealot nominated by Biden to head the ATF, are just two examples of Marxism's accelerated drive to disarm law-abiding citizens, and it won't be long before they attempt to push through a gun registration law always a final step before total confiscation. Now, you understand that we cannot allow this to happen. You know, this just can't be allowed to be pushed into actual place. We can hope the Republicans in Congress, aided by a handful of rational Democrats, will make a stand, but don't hold your breath. It is, you know, if we weren't dealing with such, the left is an incompetent group in so many ways, but in the history of this republic, there's never been a time when protecting our right to keep and bear arms is more important. And whether it's the Biden administration's open borders, or the funding of local law enforcement, the massive retirement numbers at police agencies, the skyrocketing crime rates in urban America, or the violation of individual rights that we have long taken for granted, the Second Amendment is the final roadblock against total federal tyranny. The Federal Fathers knew this, and that's why, exactly why, the Second Amendment was created. Now, right now, they're very quick on the left to mention increasing homicide rates as their rationale for creating more redundant gun laws, but this is another left-wing lie. The highest modern homicide rate in the United States was recorded from 1950 through 1995, and that averaged 9.22 homicides per 100,000 population. The worst year was 1980, when the number hit 10.4. The number in 2018 was 5.9, almost half what the homicide rate was in 1980. And while there was a spike in homicides in 2020, many analysts attribute that to the China virus lockdowns and the widespread and uncontrolled rioting and the defunding of police departments, especially in urban hotspots. Another consideration is the definition of what's classified as a homicide with a firearm. Suicide by firearm is included in the DOJ annual statistics, the benchmark for virtually all the articles published on gun deaths. According to UC Davis Health, hardly a pro-Second Amendment institution, there were 39,707 deaths from firearms in the U.S., with 60%, this in 2019, with 60% by suicide. That's 23,941. A number that greatly hinders their anti-gun narrative. Suicide is tragic, but you're talking about somebody who's been unhappy and under pressure and all of so many things, and they finally come to this decision that they're going to kill themselves, and then all that pain is going to go away, and then all of a sudden, for a moment, in their final fleeting moments of life, they feel peace. And in that moment, they think to themselves, this is really the right decision for me. And you got to figure out a way to keep that from actually blossoming to where it becomes an event. And that's hard to do once somebody makes up their mind. People that can't find a firearm, they find another way, too. I believe the leftists in their normal disingenuous fashion are intentionally using suicide to inflate their anti-gun numbers. They've done it for years, without mentioning the fact that the majority of fatal shots were self-inflicted, but that's not new. To their credit, USA Today published a piece in December where they acknowledged that approximately 23,000 of the estimated 41,000 gun deaths in 2020 were by suicide. That's 55%. It wasn't a pro-gun article by any stretch, but at least they were honest about the numbers. Then there's the oft-repeated canard about the evil weapons of war, almost always referring to the AR-15. The AR-15 is not a weapon of war because it doesn't have a selector switch on it. It's a semi-automatic personal defense weapon, and it comes in .223. It's not a very big caliber. But this is the most popular weapon in the United States. A weapon of war is fully automatic. You know, it's like the M16 or the M249 or the M60 or the M2. They can fire 700 to 950 rounds per minute. Further, fewer than 364 people were killed by rifles in 2015. Not just AR-15s, but all rifles. while 1,476 were killed by knives and cutting instruments. So, how many people are killed per year by AR-15? That's hard to find, and estimates vary widely depending on the writer's political persuasion. But using CDC and FBI statistics, the Foundation for Economic Education concluded that there aren't too many. They stated with an average of 13,657 homicides per year during the 2007-2017 time frame, about 0.1% of the homicides were produced by shootings involving AR-15s. So banning or confiscating such firearms from the civilian population would likely produce little to no reduction in violent crime rates in America. We have to stop this soon, this madness, because it's only going to get worse. The Second Amendment is an essential component in the foundation of liberty, and without it, our other freedoms will be gone as well. This whole the duck hunting meme, that is the most intellectually lazy thing I've ever heard, ever witnessed, ever listened to. Why do you need 100 rounds to hunt ducks? Well, you don't, actually, unless there's 100 ducks. But using an AR-15 to hunt a duck is a fool's errand. That's why they use shotguns. But it isn't even about hunting. Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment is about killing tyrants. There, I said it. It's about killing tyrannical people trying to take your freedom. And that's why they must disarm you, because those are the ones trying to do it today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. After January 6th, we were inundated with all of these images. We got to see all the Republicans saying, well, I'm not going to contest this election now. Everybody blamed Trump. Yeah, well, the media did, the left did. Some Republicans did. But that was all in an effort to gin it up as an event. It was actually a nothing burger. And this has been noticed because one of the things they want to do is they want to compare this to 9/11. Now, I was watching 9/11 unfold in real time on TV. On 9/11, I saw the second plane go into the World Trade Center live. They didn't have televised any of the other things that happened in Pennsylvania or the Pentagon. But I also, there were a few things that was going on in that moment. Because a plane coming at you, a plane like this, an airliner. First of all, you don't see it. You probably hear it. You might hear it. But then you will begin to see it. And deceptively, it's going to get big really fast. At a certain point, there is no way to get out of its way. Now, if you do notice it in time, and they probably won't notice you getting out of the way, just 90 degrees out of the way, and you're done. You could probably run for 30 seconds and be out of the way of the wingspan. You'd be good to go. But on 9/11, nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew exactly what was unfolding. We just knew that airliners were crashing into buildings and pentagons and the ground and all this other stuff. Well, the sister of a pilot who was killed on the September 11th terrorist attack, is ripping comparisons between 9/11 and the January 6th Capitol riot in an opinion article published in the Wall Street Journal. Her name is Deborah Burlingame. Her brother, Charles Chick Burlingame, was murdered in his cockpit during a 6.5-minute struggle trying to keep control of American Airlines Flight 77. He probably had his throat slit with a box cutter. And they probably tried to saw his head off. He was 51 years old. Now at my age, I look at that and I'm like, that's young. In her op-ed, Burlingame calls attempts to compare January 6th to 9/11 profoundly disheartening and says that the comparison minimizes what happened during the terrorist attack. And indeed it does. Although she recognizes that members of Congress had a frightening day when people stormed the Capitol building, she said it doesn't compare to the roughly 200 people who chose to jump 80 to 100 floors rather than be burned to death. Yes, the jumpers of the World Trade Center. Can you imagine what that would be like? Sticking your head out of your... You can't even see your hand in front of your face. You finally stick your head out of a window. You get one glimpse of daylight, and you realize this is it. You can die the way... You can die a way you don't want to, or you can at least make the choice the way you die. And then you commit to it. Can you imagine that mindset? Can you imagine what must be going on in their head? Do you think anybody was thinking about that on January the 6th? She tells the story of one woman who was permanently disfigured and had to spend 3 months in the hospital after suffering burns to 82% of her body when a plane sent a ball of fire down an elevator shaft. Most of the people that, you know, when you jump off of a building at that height, you basically come apart. And then those remains were never recovered because the building fell on them. If there were children, young children that day, and their parents or whoever, one of their parents, both their parents, if they were in that building, they never saw a trace of them again except maybe their name on a memorial. Burlingame wrote that there are countless harrowing stories like this of death, destruction, and heartbreaking loss. More than 3,000 children lost parents. 8 young children were killed on the planes. Recovery personnel found 19,000 human remains scattered all over lower Manhattan from river to river, including on rooftops and window ledges. Victims' remains were still being recovered years later by utility workers and construction crews. Some families received so many notifications of remains that they couldn't take it anymore and asked them to stop doing it. But more than 1,100 families received nothing. Their loved ones went to work that morning and disappeared. The 9/11 attack shut down the New York Stock Exchange, destroyed part of the Pentagon, 16 acres of lower Manhattan, and shut down the national aviation system for a couple of days. Hours after the Capitol riot, the Congress, everybody's life was threatened, right? Well, they went right back to work. They were never in danger. If that had been an insurrection, there would be no Congress today. They would all be dead. And it's deeply offensive and sad that the brutal and harrowing memories of the worst terrorist attack in American history are being deployed by political partisans, so says Deborah Burlingame. They're using 9/11 not as an example of what the American people endured and overcame together, but explicitly to divide, to stoke hatred, and to further a political agenda aimed at stigmatizing the other party and marginalizing ordinary Americans from participating in the political process. And that is a real threat to democracy. She argued that it should matter that the vast majority of people only at the Capitol on January 6th did not want to kill anyone or overthrow the government. There have been real terrorist attacks on the Capitol, like Weather Underground attacks in 71, 72, 75, that have been forgotten because they came from the political left. We are living in perilous times, she said. When a modern democracy deploys forces of intimidation, whether government, corporate media, or cultural institutions, to promote the ruling majority's propaganda, it is time for good people to stand up and object. What happened September 11th, 2001, was a world-changing event. And it shouldn't be used as any sort of precedent or any sort of moral authority to create a commission whose sole purpose is to turn a straightforward law enforcement failure into destructive political theater. And that's what it was. Law enforcement begged for augmentation, and it got turned down by the Democrats because the Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi, and she's the one they had to go to. Then when it was happening, you know, the Pentagon's just down the street. They never made a decision and deployed anybody in any sort of rapid fashion. They were people that could have helped. And the reason they weren't called on was because they weren't needed. Political theater. We have to avoid it at all costs. But at the same, in the same moment, I understand this lady's anger about the way they're, you know, putting her brother to the back bench and everything and making his life and his death so meaningless because they want to get out there so that you won't vote for Republicans. That's exactly what that's about. That's all that's about. You kowtowing to their agenda. She should be mad. She should be very angry. And we should be angry with her. Coming up next, it's going to be the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.